Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
It's Wednesday, and I sure appreciate you being with us. It's going to be a great day because we are at the midpoint of a second week on a series called The Basics of Deliverance. And Derek Prince is teaching us some of the great truths of deliverance that he and other pioneered some decades ago that have allowed the church to enjoy a greater measure of freedom than ever before. I love this series because I think that many people who think about deliverance and breaking demonic strongholds think of it as being really the province of the hyper-emotional and the extremist charismatics. And Derek Prince, this Cambridge scholar, is coming along systematically with the Word of God and really teaching us line upon line the truths about breaking demonic strongholds, which, as we're learning, is simply normal Christianity. Today, and actually the latter part of yesterday, Derek's turned a corner. He's not now identifying how the demonic gets entrance into our lives, which is what he was talking about. Now, he's talking about how we get delivered, and also today, why some people are not delivered. What's fascinating to me about this is that it takes us to some of the core character issues in our lives. You know, some folks think that deliverance is all about high-flying power and demons behind every doorknob, and it has nothing to do with the fundamental issues of character and holiness. I think you're going to find the opposite is the case. So get your Bible and a notebook, and let's listen and really take notes here, because I want you to hold these truths up against your life so that you can be set free. Let's listen to Derek.
Number 8, one beautiful brief word, expel. We'll come to that a little later, but passivity doesn't get you anywhere. You've got to take action. The simplest action to take is to begin to breathe out. In both Hebrew and Greek, the word for spirit is the same word for breath. I remember a little boy, or rather a mother, who came to me, asked me to pray for a little boy of about 4 or 5. I said, "What's his problem?" She said, "Allergies." "What kind of allergies?" "Food allergies." "What's he allergic to?" "Tell me what he isn't allergic to." Well, I said, "I'm going to deal with it as an evil spirit. Is that okay?" She said, "Fine." I said, "I need to talk to your son." Now, I talked to him in very simple child language, said, "There's a bad spirit, like a breath, inside you. I'm going to command it to come out in the name of Jesus. I want you to let it go. So when I say in the name of Jesus, you blow it out." So he was like a little soldier, prayed for him, said in the name of Jesus, and he went. That was all. So I thought, did it work or didn't it? So I just had to leave it with the Lord. About 3 days later, the lady came back and said, "Pray for me." I said, "What is your problem?" She said, "Allergies." I said, "Tell me first what happened to your son." Well, she said he marched straight home, went to the refrigerator, opened it, and sampled everything in it, and nothing did him any harm. See how simple. Except you become like a little child, you don't get these benefits. All right, now that's how to get them out. That's the most important piece of information. Even if you don't understand how they came in, what matters is to know how to get them out. Thank you. Now we're going on to the problem area. Why some people are not delivered. Okay, this is mainly for those who are going to be in this ministry. Why some are not delivered. Basically, it's for not meeting the conditions. Listen, deliverance is not so much a test of your spiritual power. It's a test of whether the people have met the condition. Don't focus on yourself. Focus on getting the people to meet the conditions. Because once they've met the conditions, they will be delivered. You may feel yourself a little midget, but you're representing a victorious Christ. All right, number 1, lack of repentance. Okay, there's no guarantee to anybody who is not willing to repent. Number 2, lack of desperation. I say deliverance is for the desperate. I often say to people, when you come back and are desperate, desperation, thank you. Lack of desperation. Summed up in one word, passivity. You find that particularly in people who've been in Oriental cults, because they've encouraged a kind of putting your mind in neutral, you understand? And many times you've got to do something to prod them. See, I want to say again, Christ has given us authority over evil spirits, but not over the human will. You cannot will for the other person. The person has to will for himself. Number three, wrong motives. All right. Scripture I'll give you there is James 4 and verse 3, which says, "You ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your lusts." We are not delivered just to get off the hook, you understand? A lot of people would like to get off the hook. We're delivered in order to serve the Lord. People who come merely to get off the hook do not qualify for deliverance. Number four, you better go down this list and check yourself while we're going through it. Self-centeredness. All right? Desire for attention. Some people don't get delivered because they wouldn't be the center of attention any longer. You understand? You find some of the chronic cases of deliverance never want to get delivered because they're poor, neglected, rejected people. This is the only time they get the center of the stage. One thing you'll notice about all people affected by demons is in some way or other they are self-centered. In fact, self-centeredness is an invitation to demon attention. Sometimes you just have to let the person go and say, "Listen, you've heard enough, you can do it for yourself, and if you don't do it for yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you." Number five, failure to break with the occult, etc. And that includes getting rid of occult objects. Okay? Such as little Buddhas or charms or horseshoes. Anything that savors of superstition is demonic. Moses told Israel, if you bring an accursed thing into your house, you become accursed like the thing. Most Christians need to go through their homes and clean out a lot of rubbish. I make it a principle. I don't want to keep in my house anything that dishonors Jesus Christ or honors Satan.
What did I just hear Derek say? That a lack of repentance, that passivity, that wrong motives, and that self-centeredness are part of what keep me from being delivered. You know, those sound like basic biblical values. Could it be that our greatest hedge against the demonic is the simple holiness and devotion to the Word of Jesus that the Bible calls us to? I think so. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry in deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom. as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you, or those you love, struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and you're joining us, if you are in fact just joining us, in the middle of the second week of a marvelous series on deliverance by Derek Prince. This has never been broadcast before. We've got a week and a half under our belts, and now we're learning about the things that keep people from being delivered. And you know what? It's not all about demons. It's not all about high-flying spirits and emotional experiences. We're learning that it's about the fundamental issues of character and holiness. Let's listen.
Number 5. Failure to break with the occult, etc. And that includes getting rid of occult objects. Okay? Such as little Buddhas or charms or horseshoes. Anything that savors of superstition is demonic. Moses told Israel, if you bring an accursed thing into your house, you become accursed like the thing. Most Christians need to go through their homes and clean out a lot of rubbish. I make it a principle. I don't want to keep in my house anything that dishonors Jesus Christ or honors Satan. One of the big steps in my life was I had inherited from my grandfather 4 beautiful tapestry Chinese dragons, imperial dragons with 5 claws, not 4. And they were beautiful. And they were not actually objects of worship. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought the dragon really is a picture of Satan. I cannot afford to advertise him on the walls of my home. So I took them down, got rid of them. And I would have to say, I was not planning it, I wasn't in need, I didn't have any such motivation in mind, but I just observed, I prospered in a totally new measure once I got the dragons out of my house. All right. Number 6, failure to sever evil, soulish relationships. Sometimes you have to break some relationships. If they're evil, if they're binding, if they're, I don't know what word, I want to say the word gooey. A kind of sloppy sentimentality that isn't honest. All right, number 7. Under a curse. Now we're going to deal with that tonight, so I'm not going to get involved in it now. But some people are under a curse and will not be delivered or healed till the curse is broken. Number 8, I'm running out of space. Failure to confess a specific sin, such as the one obvious example is abortion. Anyone who has procured an abortion deliberately, in God's sight, is guilty of murder. And that has to be confessed specifically as murder. Now, this isn't my decision. I'm not making the rules. Understand? I'm just interpreting them. I've tried to get people delivered. You could get the demon up as far as the throat and it would not come out. Stop and check. I remember a girl of about 16. My mother had brought her. Eventually I said, listen, there's something you're going to have to confess before this will come out. And she eventually confessed. She'd had an abortion. Her mother didn't know about it. The moment she confessed, it came out. And it was so sweet to see the mother and daughter fall in one another's arms and receive one another. But that, in my opinion, is an unvarying principle. Number 9, which is... this is a controversial one. Not separated by, guess what? What's the separating ordinance in the New Testament? Baptism, that's right. Water baptism. All right. Remember, Israel were delivered in Egypt by the blood of the Lamb, but they were separated from Egypt by the water of the Red Sea. And it was the water that prevented the Egyptians following them. They could follow as far as the water. People that are not willing to be water baptized, in my opinion, do not qualify to stay free. This is not an option. I'm not dealing with this as a denominational issue. I'm simply stating that's the way it is. You can get God to agree, fine. But I'm not going to be a party to that agreement. All right, 10. Now this is a very complicated one. Part of a larger battle requiring corporate action. Okay? Some people are what I call Satan's battlefield. And he will not let them go, not because of what they are themselves, but because of what they stand for. I don't have time to go into this. But there are people for whom the whole body has to take responsibility. Give you an example. There was a young man I knew who had Hodgkin's disease. You know, it's incurable. It's just a question of time. Well, he was part of a fellowship, which when the fellowship flourished, he did fine. He wasn't sick. If anything went wrong with the fellowship spiritually, he began to get sick. And ultimately, Satan got right into the fellowship, split it open and destroyed it, and he died. You understand? His physical condition was an accurate barometer of the spiritual condition of the fellowship he was in. There are people like that. You don't have the choice.
You know, Derek has just said something that many people in the Church of Jesus Christ do not understand. He said that being water baptized is one of the things that helps us make a separation between us and the demonic. For so many people, being baptized is simply a ritual. It's like a skit that we do in church. But you know what? The Spirit of God wants to empower that reenacting of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus so that we are delivered from the powers of this age. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261.
That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us. Let's give thought for a few minutes to how we can apply these truths to our lives. You know, my wife and I not long ago bought a new townhome in downtown Nashville, and one of the things we did was walk the perimeter of the townhome, looking for anything that needed to be fixed or bolstered, looking for security situations, safety situations, how to escape in case of a fire, all of that kind of thing that had to do with our safety and our protection and living happily in a home. I want you to do the same thing in your life. You know, in a false kind of religiosity, people just put crucifixes and religious icons around and they assume that that keeps the demonic away. But you know, that's not true. There's not any physical object that you can position in your home that's going to keep the devil away from your life, away from your children, away from your family. The fact of the matter is that we build a hedge of protection against the enemy by living out the truths of Jesus Christ, by living in such a way that the Spirit of God can work in our lives and raise up a barrier against evil. And these things that Derek has been listing for us, this is why I'm so urging you to get a notebook and to take notes. They are absolutely essential. And I'll tell you, as a pastor of more than 21 years, that I have watched time and again as believers have been scuttled in their progress in Jesus because one of these hatches was open in their lives. That's how I see them. I see them like a submarine, the hatches on a submarine. Derek's just given us a list of 9 things that keep people from getting their deliverance, and I see each one as though it's a hatch on a submarine. If it's open, the submarine is not going to function properly. The things on the outside that ought to stay on the outside are going to pour in and bring defeat and bring destruction and ultimately bring death. Now, some of the things in this list are relatively light in terms of how we see them normally. Self-centeredness, a passivity, lack of repentance. We treat those relatively lightly. But you give yourself to any immoral pattern, you give yourself to any area of spiritual laxity, and the devil will come in behind it and build a stronghold. Some of the things that we hear when we're criticized, you know, men, I'll just speak to you for a moment. Some of the things that your wife might be concerned about or maybe even griping at you about in your life, a spiritual passivity, a laziness. Some of this might just be idle complaining, but some of it could be a pattern of your life where the enemy has built a stronghold. Passivity can be that way. Laziness can be that way. Let me be more specific. Cussing can be that way. If you've moved from one glass of wine, which you find acceptable, to 3 or 4 at a time, you know what? You're way down the road. You're far too down the road on the issue of alcohol. And the enemy will watch that. Remember that he's roaming back and forth, seeing whom he can devour. And he'll say, you know what? I can come in behind that 3rd or 4th glass of wine. I can come in behind that tendency to cussing. I can come in behind that pornographic thing, that tendency to violence. And I can build a stronghold that will destroy this person's life. Now, we're not sitting here trying to intimidate you or dominate you. We're simply trying to say this is what builds strongholds. This is what keeps people from being delivered. And yet there's good news, and that is that when we walk in God's ways, we have the power to drive these things off. And that's what we're praying for your life. If you've missed any of this teaching, log on to DerekPrince.org and review it as many times as you have to make sure that it's absolutely solid in your understanding. That way you lay a foundation for your deliverance. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Thursday as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchase separately the 6-CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.